to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Romney's wife, Ann Romney, on the other hand, looked to me like a corporate wife. And, you know, the stories she told about struggles, it's hard for me to believe. I mean, she's a very rich woman, and I know that in America.
Wow, okay.
What does that mean, corporate wife?
Does it mean it looks like a woman whose husband takes care of her, and she's been very lucky and blessed in this life? She's not seeking, I think, for a tremendous number of single women in this country or married women or separate. She's not speaking. She did not convince me that, you know what, I understand the struggles of American women in general.
That's Fox News analyst Juan Williams, who says he wasn't convinced by Ann Romney's speech that she was anything other than a corporate wife. Ann Romney's appearance at the Republican convention is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, your connection to the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, starting out with host Leland Conway, who talks about Ann Romney's speech, which he says started off sounding like the Republican Party was just trying too hard to win over female voters.
What Ann Romney was doing, I didn't feel like, this is my opinion, I didn't feel like it was her speaking to us. I felt like it was the Republican Party trying too hard to win a battle they're not going to win. The media is not going to let them feel like, or let the media is not going to portray them as in touch with women. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. This war on women thing is the only thing the left has to run on. But when Ann Romney got to what she was passionate about, when she got to talking about what she wanted to talk about, and let me say this too in her defense, as awkward as the first 2 or 3 minutes were for me watching it, and I'll admit the second time I watched it wasn't as awkward as the first time I watched it, but as awkward as the first 3 minutes were, she doesn't like to be in the limelight and she's not used to it. So I'll give her that credit. But when she started talking about what she was passionate about, the speech got really good. And I thought she just nailed it. Ann Romney, too. She talked about when her and Mitt Romney first started out.
When Mitt and I met and fell in love, we were determined not to let anything stand in the way of our life together. I was an Episcopalian. He was a Mormon. We were very young, both still in college. There were many reasons to delay marriage. And you know what? We just didn't care. We got married and moved into a basement apartment. We walked to class together, shared the housekeeping, ate a lot of pasta and tuna fish. Our desk was a door propped up on sawhorses. Our dining room table was a fold-down ironing board in the kitchen. But those were the best days.
That's when she started to connect with American people. All of us, if you have been married, all of us remember those days when you first got married. All of us remember the ramen noodles. My wife and I saving to buy our first house, eating ramen noodles, working 3 jobs, busting our tail, eating bologna and cheese. Those are the best moments of your life. And that's when she connected with the American people. I thought from then on, she sort of hit her stride and she was through the door. And I thought she got very, very good. I felt like her speech was a step-by-step rebuttal of the nasty attacks against her husband by the left with regards to the fact that they're trying to make him out as an inhuman corporate raider, criminal, felon, whatever you want to call it. She sort of went point by point without saying names, without mentioning the president, without mentioning the campaign, without mentioning the dirtiness of it. She just went point by point and said, this is who my husband, this is who our family, this is who we are. And I thought from that point on, she got fantastic. What was your reaction? Did you get out of this that you think this might be the next first lady, that she would be a good first lady? Did you get that sense? A couple of powerful moments, though. This first one, she addresses some of the misconceptions about the Romneys and their family. This first one really hit me between the eyes. Listen to this.
I read somewhere that Mitt and I have a storybook marriage. Well, let me tell you something. In the storybooks I read, there never were long, long, rainy winter afternoons in a house with 5 boys screaming at once. And those storybooks never seemed to have a chapter called MS or breast cancer. A storybook marriage? Nope, not at all. What Mitt Romney and I have is a real marriage.
Pretty powerful. Of course, what does the left do today? They attack that as, oh, that was an anti-homophobic rant or whatever. She's talking about her life. Give it a rest. That was pretty powerful. Storybooks don't have storylines about MS and breast cancer. It's pretty amazing.
Up next, more on a reaction to Ann Romney's speech when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Lidden 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
The Talk Radio Countdown, an overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, and the focus is on Ann Romney's speech. Host Steve Gruber and Joanne Paul talked to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about how effective he thought Ann Romney was.
Joanne and I both very taken, impressed, I guess would be the word, with Ann Romney last night. I think she just delivered a heartfelt speech that was genuine and cut across politics and really, we think, was very effective.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was fantastic, knocked the ball out of the park. And one of the reasons is that the campaign so far has been, the presidential campaign has been so kind of nasty and seemingly petty and mean-spirited that the Romneys never had a chance to introduce themselves to who they really are. And I thought she just did a magnificent job about saying, hey, this is who we were, this is where we came from, this is how we got to where we are. And I thought it was great. It showed that kindness, compassion, and that work ethic that I think embodies what I believe is going to be the next president and first lady of the United States.
And clearly, Ann Romney, she had a job to do last night. She did it very well. One of the things that she was tasked to do, I guess, is to make sure she connected with women voters. And I think she did that in a variety of ways. But obviously, there's a big separation between support for the current president, Barack Obama, and the would-be President Mitt Romney. They're short on women's support at the Romney campaign. I think she cut across some of that. Do you think she moves the needle at all?
Well, I do. I think it softens up who they are. And remember that this is a woman who was attacked early on by the Obama supporters as, quote, never having a job. Which I think most women find offensive. Now, she never mentioned that. She didn't talk about that. I do. I think she identified with the same kinds of problems and issues of raising a family that all women can identify with. And I think that was, a very important thing to do. They aren't some folks who don't have any connection to the rest of America. They have plenty of connections. They just happen to be successful at the end of it. And that's what I thought was important. And just on the women's issue, Steve, I have to tell you, about 70% of households have women who write the checks at the end of the month. They do the household finances. And so this gender gap, the campaign has shifted to issues other than financial issues for these women. When that happens, and it's going to happen, we think that that gender gap closes in a hurry and, matter of fact, turns around. You can't double the price you pay for a tank of gas, and you can't have food prices go up as much as they are. You can't have your net worth fall as fast as it has, and all the other financial problems without impacting women. And as long as when that story is told, I think you're going to find that gender gap flips around in a hurry.
Here's radio host Jay Weber with one of his callers who thought Ann Romney was very inspirational.
We've had a lot of strong first ladies in our recent runs here. Ann Romney seems like a thoroughly modern and entirely authentic wife and mother and brilliant woman. She isn't going to be in the style of Hillary Clinton where she wants to be co-president. She's, I don't think, going to be the style of Michelle Obama in that she wants to have a high profile herself necessarily. But she's also not going to be in the style of Barbara and Laura Bush, who really wanted to be the behind-the-scenes quiet influence on the president. Ann Romney, I don't think, is going to have any problem with going out in front of the public and talking politics and talking policy and talking about her husband. We've had a lot of strong first ladies. I think that she is just going to be spectacular if they win this thing. Brit Hume called Ann Romney's speech the single most effective political speech he's ever seen given by a political wife. He said Ann Romney will play well with women, and in particularly mothers and married women. They will find her, he said, utterly credible and utterly admirable. And I agree. I've had her on the show. She impressed us then. She really was impressive last night. And, of course, her speech humanized Mitt as she spoke of her husband and their marriage. But it also, in part, was a direct appeal to women voters in a response to this ridiculous claim that the left is making that the GOP is engaged in some war on women. As Britt says, she was utterly credible. Before they worked with her. They gave her a podium, and they put her in the auditorium, and they even pumped in some crowd noise and some cheering to give her a sense that she's going to be interrupted by the audience. And she's just a natural, though. That's a natural delivery. And she wasn't talking off the cuff. They handed out what her speech was going to say ahead of time. Very good in terms of tone, delivery. I was really impressed. But then content as well. Melissa on the Northwest side.
She was so inspirational. I mean, she had me choked up because even though, I mean, and I was listening to Juan Williams afterwards, and he had called her, she sounded like the typical corporate wife. I didn't get that sense from her at all. She
No.
was just speaking from the heart and just showing that, you know, She does understand what we're going through as women, and at the same time trying to show that Mitt, being the man that he is here to support us as well as fixing America in the way it is right now. I mean, she mm-hmm. was just amazing.
Yeah,
I was moved.
And of course the rhetorical technique was in saying I know what you're all going through. She of course has gone through it too, and it makes it clear she is not some sort of trophy wife or some sort of corporate wife. She has run around with the kids. She's got the quickest way to the emergency room and such.
Coming up, let's see who else can pick apart what else at the Republican National Convention here on the Countdown Show.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We are focused on News Talk Radio, and that includes certainly the Republican National Convention. Host Patty Steele here with CBS's Peter Haskell. They talk about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who many are saying was using his keynote address as a springboard to a presidential run 4 years from now.
New Jersey Republicans at the GOP convention are raving about Governor Christie's Tuesday night keynote address, and some wonder if he'll actually make a Thursday night acceptance speech at a future convention.
The New Jersey delegation is still buzzing about the governor's speech. With so much of it devoted to Christie himself, some couldn't help think it seemed presidential. Former Governor Tom Kaine is one of Christie's mentors.
It was a visionary speech. I mean, he took his own experiences and his own life and his own experiences as governor and projected into what this country has to do to solve some of the most serious problems we've had since its founding. I mean, that's presidential.
Now, Kaine didn't suggest Christie's angling for the White House, but many feel Christie would be among the early front runners if President Obama is reelected.
During the keynote, Governor Christie talked about how important his mom was to him while he was growing up. Well, today, one prominent Republican woman senator says women's issues should get more attention at the GOP convention.
They've been accused of a war on women, and now Republicans have to send a message to be more inclusive. That's according to an op-ed in the Washington Post by Republican Senator Olympia Snow, who says Republicans have to build a big tent party that includes both pro-choice and pro-life Republicans, and that Mitt Romney should use the convention to overcome what others in the party have done to undermine their standing with women. GOP strategist Anna Navarro.
I think the Republican Party should really let people know that that it's a personal issue, and that pro-choice Republicans are welcome in the party.
But some Republican women here say they like most of the party's platform and don't see disagreeing with some issues making them choose not to be a Republican.
I think conservatives are more about choice. If I don't believe in contraception, I just don't have to buy it, rather than being forced to purchase it for others.
Here's host Charlie Langdon talking to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, who has some tips for what Mitt Romney ought to say in his speech on Thursday.
Somewhat the rub against Mitt Romney is that he's a rich guy that is trying to relate to the lesser rich, so the guy on the line, the factory worker, that type of thing. And it's difficult for somebody like that. Now, you've done very well in your life, and I think it was genius when you came out, a rich guy, saying that you were a nerd, and you use that a lot. That personalizes you. Do you think that maybe Mitt Romney should take a little bit of the nerd factor from your campaign? Would that help Mitt Romney?
Well, I think the Ann's speech last night, and I think he does a great job. A lot of it, it's how it's communicated to get the message across. Because I've been with Mitt when he's campaigned in Michigan, and I've seen him do very small events where they didn't publicize it. But I had went to one event with him where he just had four or five different couples in. And we just sat there, and I sat in on the session, and he just listened to them, and he asked questions about their life because he really cared. But they didn't go out and say, you know, he met with these four couples or five couples, and they didn't have the press come talk to him. But he really sat there and took it seriously. You could see in his heart he was listening to what they're saying and empathizing with them and really trying to see what he could do to help them. And that really was impressive. That really struck me.
Yeah, I've known Scott Romney. In fact, I serve with him on the Michigan State College of Law board, so I know Scott Romney a little bit, and he's been here, and he talks that Mitt Romney is a real personable guy, and I hope it comes across. I think Ann did a pretty good job. Ann Romney did a pretty good job last night of kind of personalizing him, and I think Mitt Romney's got to kind of do that.
Up next, in the next half hour, we're going to check out what's going on with the presidential race outside of Tampa. So stay tuned for that coming up next.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends close of business Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
in a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to this half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. And I'm Doug Steffen. Presidential race is the focus of a conversation between host Tom Rattan and Christian activist Greg Jackson, who says Republicans are getting fooled again with their nomination of Mitt Romney.
Are Republicans getting fooled again?
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head, Tom. Yes, Republicans are getting fooled again. This is a repeat of 2008. But the sad part about it is that, and yet so many Christian leaders, conservative leaders, are so quick to throw in the towel and just coronate Mitt Romney instead of doing what a lot of conservative and Christian leaders have been urging for the past month or so, which is to dump Romney. I mean, there's an organized effort. I don't know if you or any of your listeners are aware that there's an organized effort underway by some pretty prominent Christian and conservative leaders. Romney, I mean, everybody in your audience, I'm sure, is aware that he came out against the courageous Todd Akin, who I think everybody who calls himself pro-life, conservative, Christian, what have you, should be supporting a guy like this instead of throwing him under the bus like the Karl Rove and the RNC and Mitt Romney and his gang have done. But having said that, the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of principled conservatives and Christians out there who are merely stating the fact that they want to beat Obama, but they realize that they're not going to do it with Romney because rhinos don't beat Democrats. We've learned from history. We should have learned with McCain. And the fact is that if you really want Obama out of the White House, then why not at least attempt at least attempt to nominate an authentic conservative and have an actual battle at the convention floor like they used to have. Actually battle it out and try to nominate somebody who actually shares, if you say you're a pro-life, pro-family, conservative Christian voter, your core values and beliefs.
Yeah. You know, you've probably done a lot more research on this than I have, but yeah, they're not letting Ron Paul speak at the convention. I know his son Rand Paul was supposed to speak, but they're not allowing Rand Paul because he won't fully endorse Mitt Romney, and he said he couldn't do that. Now, in past conventions with both Democrats and Republicans, didn't they have opposing views speaking there, people who didn't necessarily support the guy who came in supposedly as the primary winner?
Absolutely. Traditionally, I mean, I remember even back when I was a wee, you know, 11 or 12-year-old kid watching, even in the Democrat National Convention. I'm sure you remember, too. I think it was 1980 with Ted Kennedy and Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing was like... That thing was fought tenaciously on both sides, with supporters on both sides making their arguments, and I think that's how it should work, shouldn't it, at a convention?
Here are our hosts, Scott Steigler and Jeff Lewis, about the cover of the latest issue of Newsweek about President Obama.
Newsweek magazine, always known as left-leaning and very tough on conservatives, has rolled out a cover story this week, written by a guy named Niall Ferguson. He is a known conservative writer, and he says that the president needs to be replaced. We need a new president. It's shocking to see this on the front page of Newsweek, but not necessarily shocking to just see it at all in a presidential year. But the question is Newsweek trying to play both sides now? Are they kind of getting away from who they really are just to sell magazines? Or do you believe that this might be an indication that some people on the left are starting to sour on the job the president is doing? Now, on more than one occasion, Newsweek editor Tina Brown has had to defend the magazine's less than flattering photos and oftentimes incendiary articles toward people on the right. Everybody's familiar with the publication's left-leaning tendencies. Well, that's why this article and this cover story is a departure from the type of headline stories and cover photos we've grown accustomed to. They had one earlier, late last year, middle of last year, in August of last year, called Michelle Bachmann the Queen of Rage.
And then they put that I think was Photoshop picture of her on the cover of the magazine. From then on, I haven't read one single article in that magazine.
We called Obama the first gay president, had a cover story about how we are all socialists now, as I mentioned, called Mitt Romney a wimp, et cetera, et cetera. Well, their latest story comes from noted historian Niall Ferguson. The article titled "Hit the Road, Barack" argues that President Obama has proven that he's an economic illiterate, and that the Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is running mate Paul Ryan's path to prosperity is our only hope. Ferguson writes, unemployment was supposed to be 6% by now. It has averaged 8.2% this year so far. Meanwhile, real median annual household income has dropped more than 5% since June of 2009. Nearly 110 million individuals received a welfare benefit in 2011, mostly Medicaid or food stamps. Welcome to Obama's America.
Up next, we take I listen to the latest on Hurricane Isaac. Is it much ado about nothing? Well, we'll find out in a few moments here on the countdown.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me.
I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Hurricane Isaac and the demagoguery that follows this storm. Here's host Deborah Feinstein talking to Wendy Harmon from the Red Cross about the role social media is playing in the relief efforts there.
You're monitoring social media. What are you learning about the damage Isaac is doing?
Well, we've been monitoring for the past 5 days. We've pulled in about 100,000 social conversations so far just around Isaac. As of tonight and the last couple of hours, we're seeing lots and lots of people, not surprisingly, reporting that their power is out and that they're beginning to feel the effects of the storm, particularly in the New Orleans and other Gulf states that are being impacted right now.
Any reports of flooding?
We haven't seen too many of those just yet. We're going to be keeping a very close eye on that.
Now, you're pushing out information as well, correct?
We sure are. We have lots of social platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, as the National American Red Cross, and so we're using all of the information that we're learning from these social conversations to inform the kinds of content and the public information that will be most valuable to people in the moment from those national accounts. We also have a team of digital volunteers who are individually responding to people who have questions about where a shelter might be or exactly what they should be doing during the hurricane.
And you mentioned to me earlier you guys are doing something called digital hand-holding. Explain what that is.
Yeah, digital hugs. We offer a lot of the data that we see is emotional in nature, people expressing fear and anxiety about the hurricane. And so what we do is just offer a little bit of confidence in the form of a digital hug and a few tips to help get them through the storm as they're hunkered down.
But when you're monitoring all this social media, if you start to see a trend, you know, a cluster of concerns about something, let's say like flooding, what do you do with the information? Do you pass it on to others?
We sure do. We synthesize the information, and we've got some pretty handy tools that allow us to graph it so that it's easy to digest for decision makers who are dealing with lots and lots of different information sources right now. So we're able to pass those along to our disaster operations center and to the operation on the ground. And then we're also able to share with our friends at FEMA and other partner organizations as appropriate.
Here's host Matt Murphy with Alabama Governor Robert Bentley about how the state of Alabama is reacting to Isaac, which has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, by the way.
Now, Governor Bentley and I were originally set to discuss
his participation in the Republican National Convention in Tampa. He had originally scheduled to be down there, of course, with his fellow Republicans. Obviously, Hurricane Isaac changed those plans. He made the decision to stay behind to make sure that everything in Alabama was squared away in anticipation of the storms. So I think the phrase that you used was that Alabama dodged a bullet with this storm. Is that correct?
I think I use that term. Well, you know, you can never tell which way a hurricane is going to go, and all we could go by is what the National Weather Service told us. And you know, once we were placed under a hurricane warning, that's when I began to have some evacuations, and we declared a state of emergency. And so, you know, you just have to be prepared. And one of the things that we learned during the tornadoes is if you're prepared, at least with a hurricane, you have time. You know, with tornadoes, you don't have time. But things have gone well in Alabama. Our emergency operations center, which is phenomenal down in Clanton, they just do a fantastic job. Everyone's still down there. I spent the day with them yesterday down there. But we feel that as the danger seems to subside, and as the storm moves westward and northward, we'll be able to lift our state of emergency soon, hopefully today. But everything went well. We still had some flooding down in that area. Dolphin Island lost power. But no injuries or no deaths or anyone, as far as we know right now, that's stranded or that's having any problems right now. And I just got off the phone with Art Faulkner just a few minutes ago just to check on that to see if there was anything new this morning. And so I think everything's okay in Alabama. Now, we want to offer all of our resources to Mississippi and to Louisiana if they need that. And we certainly do that. And I've been on the phone with them, with the governors and with the mayor of New Orleans day before yesterday, and I'll be back on the phone with them again today. I think the president's going to call us all again today. And so we will help them if they need anything.
Radio host John Thompson talks to economist Tom Gressick about Isaac's effect on the price of gasoline.
Tell us where the gas price situation stands in light of the hurricane and what kind of effect that might have in the Gulf.
Yeah, you know, John, there's two interesting things going on right now. One, obviously, is the hurricane, and typically when the hurricane comes through the Gulf and you've got to shut down oil platforms and refineries, we see an increase in gas prices. But we've also been going through a period with pretty high gas prices, above normal prices, and this is due to some very serious refinery problems in the Chicago area, both the Whiting plant and the Lamont plant. And both Citgo and BP are starting to work through those issues. And so if it wasn't for the hurricane, we'd probably start to see gas prices start to go down. So we've got this one force that's going to start pushing prices down, and we've got the hurricane, which will have a short-term upward effect on prices. So I think that if we see any increase in prices due to the hurricane, it'll probably be fairly minor because prices are already pretty high right now.
Okay, and does the fact that most of the oil and gas that's distributed in our area comes from places other than the Gulf, does that have an impact on our prices here in our region?
You know, there's pipelines that move oil and gasoline pretty much all around the country, and we are still influenced by what happens in the Gulf. The issue is that we're sort of at the end of most of the major pipelines that bring oil and gas to our area, and the Midwest has only about 50% of the available refining capacity that it needs to meet daily needs. So we're always drawn from other areas. And that means that when other areas aren't producing as much gasoline, we're going to feel it here.
Is the fact that we are sort of at the end of the pipelines why our prices tend to average a little higher than some other parts of the country where, I guess, they're closer to refining capacity?
So that's part of it. Part of it also has to do with state gasoline taxes. But our prices tend to be more volatile. They tend to fluctuate more, because we're not producing enough gasoline locally. And so when there's hiccups or, you know, major problems in other parts of the country, we feel it. But, you know, recently the reason we've seen the high gas prices is because of problems in our own backyard.
Let me close with a question I get all the time whenever gas prices spike up. The attitude from some people is they do it because they can. How do you respond to that?
Gasoline is a product that is sold and traded across the country, and in some cases is even exported to other countries. We import a fair bit of gasoline from Europe, and so it's all driven by market forces. And the reality is that we're competing with consumers all across the country for gasoline. And given the sort of precarious situation we have in terms of having fairly old refineries that tend to have problems fairly often, and again, the problem we have locally in terms of not having enough local capacity, if it was simply about gas companies raising prices because they could, then they should raise prices more.
All right, enough on that. Let's shift your focus to Iran. That's up next as we continue to pursue the hot hits and talk radio on the countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, indeed. What's going on in News Talk Radio? Here's Greg Jarrett talking to Middle East expert Aaron David Miller about a new report on the nuclear weapons program inside Iran.
Diplomacy, as you know, requires at least two rational participants. Given Iran's stated desire to murder millions by, quote, wiping Israel off the map, they say that all the time, the ruling mullahs would appear to be anything but rational. Is diplomacy, therefore, destined to fail?
Well, diplomacy will succeed if you have a basis to reach a deal. And here, there is no basis to reach a deal. The fact is the Iranians want the capacity to develop a weapon. They want it to hedge against regime change. They want it to cover whatever regional expansions, designs they have. And if the Assads go down, as they certainly will, the Iranian efforts will only accelerate because they're going to feel even more encircled. Diplomacy is not going to cut it, certainly not in the next several months. Neither will sanctions. So you're really left with a very unhappy default position, which is what you're hearing about. Forget diplomacy.
Yeah. Well, then, if I follow your line of argument here, then there would be three options: an Israeli tactical strike, an American strike, or a nuclear-armed Iran. Which is it going to be?
I think it's bomb or ultimately accept the bomb. There's only one country that is going to or can stop Iran from acquiring the capacity to produce a weapon or the weapon itself, and that is Iran. Should it conclude that the costs of acquisition of such a weapon are too high? It's just that the four countries outside of the five permanent members of the Security Council that have nuclear weapons, the Indians, the Pakistanis, the North Koreans, and the Israelis, all wanted nuclear weapons. And frankly, they all have them. So you're left with a very unhappy situation, because whether the Israelis strike, unlikely in my judgment by the end of the year, or whether the Americans strike, also unlikely by the end of the year, at a minimum, you're just going to retard or delay the program. And therein lies the real problem, it seems, for those who want to prevent the Iranians from acquiring the capacity or the weapon itself.
Talk host Mike Edwards with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. Man, this guy, anytime anybody calls him, you can call him and he'll do an interview with you. Yeah, anyway, he's going to talk about Mitt Romney and Iran.
Iran. How large will that subject loom in the next administration?
Well, I think it's going to loom large regardless of who wins the election, but I think it's a particular risk if Obama wins, because I think at that point the only thing that would stand between Iran and nuclear weapons would be the possibility of an Israeli military strike. Iran's been after nuclear weapons for 20 years. They're very close to achieving that objective. The Obama administration has wasted 3.5 years, and the world is going to be a much more dangerous place if Iran gets nuclear weapons, because it's not going to stop with Iran. Saudi Arabia will get nuclear weapons, Egypt will, Turkey will, perhaps others in the Middle East, so that this very volatile region in 5 or 10 years, a short period of time as these things go, could have half a dozen nuclear weapon states. That's a prescription for disaster.
What would a President Romney do, given as far along as Iran is? What would a President Romney do to interdict and stop Iran from moving forward?
Well, I think he's made it very clear that he's not going to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. I think he's been wise not to be very specific on the subject, so that the way the dishonest Obama campaign mechanism works, they take his statements and try and twist them unfairly. This is a very serious issue, and nobody should underestimate the dangers that a nuclear Iran could cause.
Given America's fatigue with Afghanistan, given the negative impact Iraq had on the Bush administration, how do you interdict Iran without risking the American people saying, here we go again, and not supporting it?
Well, you know, let me address that in general terms, because I think it's another aspect of the Obama administration that's been a real failure. It is, I believe, the duty of the American president to protect American interests around the world and to talk to the American people in an adult conversation about what our interests are, what's at stake, what the risks are. This president has consistently not done that. One of the reasons he's the most radical president we've ever had is he's the first one since Franklin Roosevelt on a bipartisan basis not to wake up every morning thinking, what dangers does the United States face in the world today? And on Afghanistan, on Iraq, on Iran, you name it, he has not explained to the American people what our interests are and what we need to do to protect them. So that's why foreign engagement appears so unpopular to the American people. It's perfectly reasonable. If nobody's explaining what's at stake, they naturally turn their attention to something else. That is a real failure of presidential leadership.
Is there any non-military way to keep Iran from going forward?
Well, unfortunately, at this point, unless there's a regime change in Tehran, which is something you can't turn on and off like a light switch, I don't see it. Now, it's clear the Obama administration is not going to do anything, which is why the spotlight is on Israel and why people are talking about the prospect of Israel doing something in the near future. I don't claim to have any inside information about Israel. I do know that twice in their past, they have struck hostile nations with advanced nuclear weapons programs, and I don't think they'll hesitate to do it again if they think there's no other option.
So, what have we not talked about? What have we not told you? Well, I guess you'll have to figure that out for yourself. Actually, there's little help. You go to the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, you can read all about what you've been listening to at thedougstephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.